Welcome to worship at Hollywood United Methodist Church in Harmony, Toluca Lake on this Christmas Sunday. We are glad that you have joined us for this very special service, which will include some pre-recorded music and readings, and also a portion of the caregiver service, which we hosted here with the Juan Las Memorias on November 28th. We pray that this Christmas finds you well and happy, and you are preparing for a wonderful new year. God bless you.
Thank you. we take a moment to allow the choir to lead us into our time of prayer with a choral call to prayer.
Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed.
Let us pray. O Emmanuel, root of Jesse, Prince of Peace, wonderful counselor, righteous one, we welcome you to this broken and hurting plain. We welcome you, sweet child of hope. We have been waiting and hoping and longing, and now you are here. Hope is here. Dear God, we confess that we have so many expectations, so many desires. We long to see our broken world transformed. We long to see change in ways that are meaningful. We have been unsure what our path is, and we are grateful now to know that your Son is amongst us. Help us, dear God, to see ourselves in the Christmas story. Help us to be ready to meet the Christ child, when and where he enters our lives and this world. God, we are ready to be a Christmas people, born of mystery into difficult times. We are born for joy and born for love, and sometimes we need a reminder of this, because we are yours, God. You have seen in us all that we are capable of. Help us to move in the direction of your service, to be the people of peace that Christ calls us to be. Be with us as we seek solutions to our broken and hurting world. On this morning after Christmas, we pray for all those who are experiencing loss or loneliness, who may not have the gift of being with family, who may be mourning the loss of a loved one. Help us to be mindful of their experience and to extend our hand to be the family that they need. We continue to pray for our neighbors who are without housing, for a community that is going through great change, a cure for the coronavirus, an end to this pandemic, and a new day and a new dawn. Your birth is a reminder that all things are possible, that all things can be made new, that the world is waiting not just for you, but for us. Make us bold, make us proud, make us be the people of love to carry your message into the cold and dark places. For the light has been born, and no darkness can overcome it. This morning, we continue to pray for a cure and for healing for people living with HIV and AIDS, and we celebrate and lift up the caregivers who have been on them with their journey these many decades. The suffering has been long, and we are eager to emerge from it. Do not let this other pandemic become a silent one. And instead, dear God, continue to work on our hearts so that we can agitate and organize for a cure and for a new day for people living with this terrible disease, both here in our community and around the world. We are grateful for the opportunities you bring into our lives, the blessings that have been born before us, and for this new season of hope and opportunity that lies ahead. We are grateful for your Son, Jesus, and for the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I'm so glad to be here with you. I want to share with you a couple of announcements. We will return here for the first Sunday of the year on January 2nd, and I'm excited. We're going to have an in-person and online service, a special service of prayer, scriptures, and communion to help prepare us for the year to come. 2022 is going to be a good year, and right? We're going to pray for it, so come on in. We'll be here. And last but not least, all of the things that we do here at our church, all the ministries that we hunger for and wish to serve, all the justice work that we seek to create in the world is made possible by your generous gifts of time and financial offerings. The year-end gifts would be really appreciated. We are continuing to struggle our way through this difficult time, as are many. And we need to have those to be counted for this year received by January 31st. So you can drop it in the basket on your way out. You can mail it to the office. You can do it online. I think there's a QRC code. You could probably send a carrier pigeon. There's lots of ways to make your offerings. But whatever you give will be used to the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to the works of this church and our community. And we're so glad to receive them. Thank you.
Our scripture lesson comes from the first chapter of the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
I'm going to ask some ministers or those representing faith-based institutions to come up and give us a moment of gratitude, of inspiration. At this time, I'd like to call, and we can come over to this microphone, those ministers who I call up to say their words. I want to introduce Tom Keep from the Catholic Ministry with Lesbian and Gay Persons. Come up to the microphone, Tom.
So I'd like to extend profound thank you. God bless you to the caregivers here today. You saved many lives of men and women over the past 40 years with your tireless work in the field of HIV and AIDS care. God bless you. My name is Tom Keep. I'm the current chairperson for the Catholic Ministry with Lesbian and Gay Persons, the CMLGP, in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. I'm also the chairperson for the GLOW Ministry, the Gay and Lesbian Outreach at St. Mel Catholic Church in Woodland Hills. It's a lot of titles, a lot of initials. But the title that I'm most honored and blessed to hold dear to my heart is the title of survivor. I've been HIV positive for over 35 years. And if not for the work of these distinguished men and women whom we're honoring, I might not be standing here today. Dr. Gottlieb was one of my first physicians to treat me. You don't remember me, but I will never forget you. So I would like to offer the prayer that the Catholic Ministry with Lesbian and Gay People, Persons have. It's called You Know My Voice. I want to offer that prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, you are my shepherd, the one who knows my voice, recognizes me, and calls me by name. You gather me up, hold me close, and feed me. You strengthen me when I am weak, heal me when I am sick, and bind up all my wounds. Lord, you are my shepherd, the one who refreshes my soul, invites me to the table, and welcomes me to dwell in your house. I am your homosexual child, baptized into your flock, Lord. My family and I cry out to you for shepherds here on earth, in our church, and among ourselves, who, like you, feed us, care for us, and invite us to your table. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now representing the Episcopalian Church in Lincoln Heights by the name of Epiphany Church, the Church of the Epiphany, I'd like to call Father Tom Carey. Father Tom.
I'm here to say thank you, because I'm one of those who, as the councilman talked about, lost so many of my friends in the first wave of HIV, and I saw you, caregivers, doctors, nurses, counselors, I saw you in the hospital rooms of my friends. I saw how you gave them their meds and changed their sheets and cleared their IV lines, and saw how you counseled, saw how you walked with them even into the gates of death. And we asked, and still ask, because HIV is still with us, where's the blessing in this? Where's the blessing amidst all of that suffering? And my sisters and brothers, you are the blessing. You, for 40 years, have been the blessing. As a wonderful gay priest, Michael Judge, said, you have been the hands and the hearts of Jesus. So my prayer is that the blessing you are and have been to us will return to you. Amen.
And our final blessing is our own pastor here at the Methodist Church in Hollywood, Reverend Cooper Ledesma.
In 1986, I was in seminary, and I was asked to do my field work at this little tiny country church called Hollywood United Methodist Church. And so, not knowing what, having never been here, I was very intrigued by coming to Hollywood. I arrived on September 7th of 1986, and 2 weeks later, the first person in the congregation was diagnosed. And from there, it began a steady stream of caring for others, because these were the days prior to APLA and Project Angel Food. There weren't services available, so we cared for one another. We stayed by hospital beds. We held hands. We did, as Father Tom just said, we changed sheets. We did laundry. We provided volunteers as Project Angel Food was starting up. Here we had the Names Project making quilts every single Monday night. For 25 years, we made lunches on the third Friday of every month and delivered them to people who didn't have health insurance and were living with HIV and AIDS and receiving services at LA County Medical Center, 5P21 Clinic. We still decorate compassion bears for the children who receive services there. In all of this, what we learned is that life is fragile and life is precious, that we need to care for one another, and that we do that best when we are in community with each other, which is why this church has been so important to so many. We also felt it important to make a statement when too many churches were closing the doors and saying, if you are gay, you're not welcome here. So that's when in 1983, we put these red ribbons of love on our tower to proclaim to all that in this place, in God's place, all are welcome and all means all, and you will never be turned away. That's the message we offer today, and the thanks that we give to our caregivers, who are some professional and some familial, some chosen family as well, that we honor you and your service and the last 40 years of taking care of one another, because that is what we as a congregation continue to pledge to do. Thank you.
Back in the day when we got started at the Wall Las Memorias and I founded the organization, I heard so much and I followed the incredible work of this next organization, of how they pulled in resources, pulled in people to take care of people living with AIDS. They collected food, they made food, and they delivered the food for the most needy. They never gave up their vision. They continue to do the great work today in a number of different ways in our Los Angeles community. So with that, I'd like to call Project Angel Food to the podium. Mr. Richard Ayubo, thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I grew up in Catholic Church, so I got to tell you, I'm loving these cushions on these pews. This is a game changer. I want to thank Reverend Kathy for welcoming us into her home and also for welcoming thousands upon thousands of people with HIV/AIDS into this beautiful home. And I want to thank Richard for your 28 years of service to people of color who are often forgotten, and you have made sure that they were not. Thank you so much. Many of the caregivers that we're talking about today were women, straight women who took care of their gay brothers because their family abandoned them, because they were alone, and because they did not want them to die without love. One of those women was Mary Ann Williamson. Mary Ann found a house. She called it the Los Angeles Center for Living. She got a billionaire, David Geffen, to fund that house. And in that house, she provided food, massage services, cleaning services, and other services for people who were sick. All of a sudden, people weren't showing up. Phil wasn't there, and Ron didn't show up, and then Bob didn't show up. Marianne asked, "What happened? Where are they?" And people said, "They're at home. They're sick. They have AIDS." Then Marianne asked the most important question, "How are they getting fed?" And so she created this little project called Project Angel Food. She found a church, just like a church like this, at the corner of Fountain and Fairfax, and saw a little kitchen there, and she got volunteers to cook meals. Then she got other volunteers to deliver those meals. And she made sure that people with AIDS always felt loved. I will tell you that today, 32 years later, we have done that 14 million times. We have provided 14 million meals to our community. And at Project Angel Food, we have this motto: for life, for love, for as long as it takes. I want to tell you about Mario. Mario came to us in the early 90s with HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis. We provided meals to him, and then he got cancer. We switched his meals, but we continued to provide them. And then later in his life, he suffered from depression. He was sad that all his friends were gone, that all his friends died of AIDS. Then he passed away. Mario was with us for 27 years. For life, for love, for as long as it takes. Thank you very much for this honor, Richard, and thank you all today for what you do in our community. Much love.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Friends, as we now conclude today's worship service, receive these words sending us forth. A new year coming, and God is with us. In loving, in caring, in hoping and expecting, God is with us and never lets us go. Lord, keep us faithful through the days that lie ahead. Divine Creator, keep us caring as we see the pain that fills your world. And Spirit God, keep us serving as we seek to do your will. Jesus, keep us loving our neighbors near and far. Eternal One, keep us trusting through the uncertainties of life. And Holy Spirit, keep us sharing from your generous abundance. God, live in us. God, live with us. God, live through us. Amen.